When the author of Chazon Yecheskel, Rabbi Cheskel Avramsky, was arrested in Siberia, he was having a very hard time there. He was missing out on the basic needs of a Yid, on Torah, Tefillah, Talis, Tefillin, etc. He came out of Siberia, and the Friedige Rebbe, he met with the Friedige Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz. And the Friedige Rebbe asked him to describe his experiences. He said, he woke up in the morning and he said, Moida ani lefanecha, I thank Hashem. He thought about it, but he's thanking Hashem, but he doesn't have anything left with him to thank Hashem for. There's nothing there. What's the point of sitting there working all day in this labor camp? That's about the only thing he's doing. And then it occurred to him, Anup shata moida ani lefanecha, he's thanking Hashem. You know why I'm thanking Hashem? Shechzarta bi nishmasi, that he returned my soul. It's worthwhile living because Rabba munasecha, I have so much emunah. The emunah that I have in Hashem, that emunah no one could take away from me. That's something that I always have. When he repeated this to the Friedige Rebbe, he said that for this vart, and that's what we say in the morning every morning, Shaloy Asani Goy. We thank Hashem, Shaloy Asani Goy, as a famous story of Rabbi Shmuel Munkus, when his warehouse burnt, he was dancing away, and people asked him what he's dancing. He said he's dancing Shaloy Asani Goy. By the Goy, when his warehouse burns down, his Getchka burns along with him. We retain our emunah b'Hashem at every single stage of the way. It was worth the entire experience that he went through. And in his imprisonment, for this particular deher, for this hergesh, was worth everything. There's something that no one could take away from us, and that's our emunah b'Hashem. And that's something that no one could take away from us. With all the restrictions that we have, we don't have the tefillah b'tzibur, we don't have many other things, restrictions in every area of our life, but we retain something that no one else has. That's our emunah b'Hashem. And it's interesting to know that Baal Shem Tov says that, that the Eibush has scattered Yidin around all over the world. And wherever Yid comes, he creates a bir v'zichuch, he refines that place. Says the Baal Shem Tov that the mere fact that a Yid comes to a place, even if he doesn't do any mitzvahs in that place, just the very fact that there's a Yid, that it believes in Hashem, that emunah b'Hashem that he has, creates a bir v'zichuch and refinement in that place. One of the things that I mentioned in relation to such a maimed matzav, to such a situation, is the importance of saying the parsha of Pitam HaKtoiris. This is brought in so many sources in the Zohar, in last week's parsha, parshas Vayakel, it's brought in Kitzvei Arizal, it's brought in many other svarim, it's brought in the letter of the Tzemach Tzedek, and in the name of the Alter Rebbe, and also in a letter from the Alter Rebbe's brother. The thing about Pitam HaKtoiris, the Zohar writes in last week's parsha, on the words, Kach Lecha Samim, the Kach Lecha, this is for you, L'teivoschel HaNa'oscha. This is for your own benefit that I'm providing with the mitzvah of Ketoiris, because Ketoiris removes all the dinim, all the negative things. The Zohar says that if people would appreciate the power of Ketoiris, they would take every single word from Ketoiris and make it a crown, like a golden crown on top of their heads. The importance of saying Ketoiris twice a day, morning and afternoon, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, it was Ketoiris, Shachris V'Arvis, cannot be overestimated. In fact, in many places it talks about the importance of saying three times Ketoiris, one time before Shachris, one time after Shachris, and one time before Mincha. Now there's a minig that's brought down in Poskim, in Bis Yosef and Ramah, that some people wouldn't say Ketoiris every day. This is based on the Maria Avua of Dor Cheschaim, because they were concerned they might skip some of the Samamane HaKetoiris, and therefore that won't be a complete Ketoiris. And the concern is that if somebody brings a Ketoiris which is missing aspects, Chai of Misi, is guilty of the death penalty, or the way others explain it, that it's more the concern that he's going to come into the Beis HaMikdash with the Ketoiris, without a complete Ketoiris, and that will be a Bir Shaloi Letzorech. And the same thing when we say the Ketoiris, since in the Shalma Parim Sfasenu, with the idea of saying the Ketoiris is like bringing the Ketoiris, and people in work days, during the week, they're rushing to work, and because they're rushing to work, we're concerned they might skip some parts of the Ketoiris. And if in some place the minhag was only to say it on Shabbos. The Poskim already explained why we're not concerned about it, because when we're saying the Ketoiris, it's as if we're giving it over to the Kohen, we're not ourselves doing the Hakrava, just preparing it for the Kohen. And that is also one of the explanations why we say the words, Ata Hashem Elokeinu She'ektira V'Yaseinu Lefanecha, Ketoiris Asamim. We're not actually, right now, saying as if we're bringing the Ketoiris. We're reciting what Avisenu, what they did, and the Eibush will count it as if it's the actual Ketoiris. But this highlights the important point of being very careful when we say the Ketoiris not to skip anything. Indeed, there's a minhag that's brought down in many places. And people say they saw the Rebbe doing this as well, to count all the 11 Samamane HaKetoiris with one's fingers to make sure they don't skip everything. The Marshal writes, when he was asked if he could repeat any minhagim he heard from his grandfather, he said, one thing I could tell you, he always made sure to say Ketoiris mitoich haksav, from a written text, not say it b'al peh, to make sure that it's said properly. The Zohar tells us the importance of saying Ketoiris, the istakel, the kari, to look into it and read it. It's tzrich the yichavim. It's important a person should have kavana. Boil is takala by vod move the doctors. It's important to look into it. The yichavim bechal yoyim. If you have a kavana properly every day, isle chulka ba'amadasi as a portion of this world and the world to come. Butl menei misana removes any negative thing, any decrees of the opposite of life in a person's home, etc. And based on this, the Svarim bring the Seder Yoyim says when a person says Ktoyus, he should be mechaven mila b'mila, word for word. The Maharyavik says one shouldn't say it aray temporarily, but bekeva b'kavana, in a fixed way with proper kavana. Lo yifna ana va'ana, he shouldn't go back and forth when he's saying the Ktoyus. So therefore, now is a very appropriate time. One of the things that it brought as a zgulas, pitmak Ktoyus, if we're saying it anyhow as part of our davening, let's say with proper kavana, let's take our time when we're saying it. This is something that's brought in all the Svarim, brought from the Rabbi Sein and the Sienu as well. Let's say it appropriately and properly. And this context, I'm mentioning an interesting chiddush that the Mabit writes in a sefer Beis Elikim, that in the time when there's a magefa, there's a mitzvah, there's an inn of bringing an extra ketores in the Beis Hamikdash, in addition to the twice a day ketores. Now that is a massive chiddush, as Rabbi Yosef Engel writes on this, who chiddush gadol, a big chiddush of there's a mitzvah to bring in the Beis Hamikdash when there's a Beis Hamikdash another ketores in the time of a magefa. Besides for the issues that might be of ketores zara, we know that ketores, the Gemara says in Menachos, ain't above bin adava, ketores is not something that can be brought as a voluntary thing. Ketores can only be brought as a chayv, as an obligation. There could be a number of ways of explaining this. The Reb Chaim says that Aaron HaKohen, when he brought the ketores, when it was a magefa, this was lefi shah, this was a temporary thing because he was instructed by Moshe Rabbeinu, who is a Navi, and as a hayra shah, ketores could be brought. That Advaz also writes the same idea, that this was hayra shah, pia dibur. On the other hand, we find that the Netziv writes in his Pirush HaMikdavar that Aaron HaKohen's heter to bring the ketores was a because of Pikuach Nefesh, and Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Kol HaTorah, and perhaps this can be one explanation of the Mabit, how Ketores could be brought in the time of a Magef, but this doesn't have any of the concerns of an extra Ketores, this is the inn of Pikuach Nefesh, and if it overrides everything. We'll just mention that the Arizal also writes, in addition to the importance of saying the Ketores and saying the Psukim after the Ketores Hashem, etc., the Arizal writes that in the Lekain Tzor and Davening, in a time when there's Chasa Shalom HaMagefa, we should add the capital Lam Natzeach Ben Ginois and our Shemay Nesra. So the Eivishtel from all these Sgulois, but most importantly, our Emunah B'Hashem, will help us overcome all the Inyanim that are going through, and will be Zeche to the Gula Amitiz V'Hashlema.